Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on a Tuesday morning, I'm seeing that two headlines. One, that former Secretary of State, former First Lady Hillary Clinton will be at a book signing in Saratoga Springs, as well as an appearance on The Daily Show for the first time since 2008, presumably for her book tour, her book Hard Choices. Certainly seems like a run, though.
Well, yes. And now you see the governor of Maryland saying that he's interested in running, or the possibility of his being interested in running. All the polls show Hillary way ahead because of, first of all, name recognition. Second of all, she would be the first woman president, and there would be a tremendous interest in that. And the book itself, is my understanding, is not selling as well as they thought it would. And, you know, the one thing that the Clintons know very well is how to make money. So you take these book tours, and you sign books, and you sell a lot of books, and you make a lot of money. And you keep your name before the public. I have always thought that she's going to run, but if, in fact, she doesn't, there may be something that we don't know. My bet is that Hillary Clinton is going to run for president, and right now I don't see anybody on the Republican side who's going to beat her.
Speaking of the Republican side, Alan, conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh fired back Monday at Attorney General Eric Holder's claim that some opposition to the president stemmed from race, calling the remarks simply not true. He said that the Republicans bent themselves into as many shapes as they could to agree with this president.
It's just unbelievable. You know, these are the paid gunslingers for the Republicans. And they say whatever that comes to their heads. You know, black is white, white is black, up is down, down is up. But in the end, the proof is in the pudding. You watch what they do and watch what they say. And it turns out that there's some real inconsistency between what they say and what they do. And my sense of Limbaugh is not good.
What's your sense of the situation when it comes to federal highway projects, Alan? We saw U.S. Senator Schumer, we saw Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont, all out there saying if we don't reach an agreement soon on replenishing the Highway Trust Fund, many construction projects and roads and bridges are going to suffer.
Well, as I come over from Great Barrington to Albany every morning, and I go over these major construction projects where you have to slow down and there can be a little bit of hell to pay, particularly the going home, I find, and the roads and bridges need the repair. Eisenhower gets a lot of credit for the Eisenhower National Road System, and there's no turning back now. You build them, you got to repair them, you got to keep them going. And then we just hope that it's being done in an efficient and cost-saving manner as much as possible, and that we continue to keep our roads in good shape, because there are countries that do much better than we do where this is concerned. We just have to hope that our roads continue to be exemplary.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
And thank you, David, for getting up early and for doing all you do.